For decades, there's been fierce debate over the effectiveness of Alcoholics Anonymous, AA. Now, a Massachusetts General Hospital doctor has co-authored a major scientific review of the research on AA, and it finds AA can be more effective than many other treatments. The research is being published today, but it doesn't mean the debate over AA will end anytime soon. WBUR's Deborah Becker begins our story this morning at an AA meeting in Worcester.
Vincent, what's happening, man? Come on over here for a second.
Jim Derita seems to know at least half of the two dozen or so people at this midday Alcoholics Anonymous meeting in a church basement.
Wow, you look great. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Derita, who's 67 years old, has been attending AA meetings almost half his life. The meetings usually last about an hour. They're run by volunteers, and they typically focus on what are called the 12 steps. Those are actions designed to guide people to recovery, which is what they've done for Derita.
And so here I am 34 years later saying, yeah, they have, and they still do, and they still are. It's pretty powerful.
In AA meetings, people tell the group about their struggles and victories involving addiction. At this meeting, a man is talking about a relapse. The group offers suggestions to help him refrain from drinking. It's this type of sharing and connections, Derita says, that are key to recovery.
Collectively, when we come together, we tap into a power that alone I don't have. I never had it. I tried every way you can think of to do this on my own and failed miserably.
Now, a major review of the scientific research on AA suggests that Derita may be right.
It works, and it actually, from a clinical standpoint, it seems to work better than anything else from a psychosocial standpoint at producing continuous remission.
Dr. John Kelly with Massachusetts General Hospital co-authored a review of the scientific research on AA. It's being published in the Cochrane Library today. A Cochrane review, as it's called, is a rigorous look at the medical research on a healthcare topic. It's often used by insurers and policymakers.
It's considered to be the gold standard in academic medicine.
For the review, Kelly looked at 27 studies involving more than 10,000 people. One of the main findings is that compared to some other professional treatments, patients involved with AA or programs based on AA principles had higher rates of complete abstinence. The best outcomes were for AA or AA programs that followed a manual and used a more structured clinical approach. Dr. Kelly believes that shows that the social supports of AA are key.
The reason why AA works is because it actually mobilizes the same kinds of therapeutic mechanisms that are mobilized by formal treatment. And what I mean by that is that it helps people shift their social network away from people who are heavy drinkers and drug users towards individuals who are in recovery.
The review found that 42% of AA participants were completely abstinent 1 year later, compared with 35% of participants receiving other treatments, such as cognitive behavioral therapy. While Kelly's excited about the results, his research won't likely change the debate much about AA. Former Harvard Medical School professor Lance Dotis has written extensively about this. He hadn't read the Cochrane review at the time of our interview, but he maintains that AA is effective for very few people.
The problem is that 90% or more of all the people who are referred to AA do not do well, and many of them are harmed.
Dotis points to a previous Cochrane review from 2006. It found, quote, no unequivocal demonstration of AA's effectiveness. Dr. Kelly says this new review involves more studies and ones of better quality. Among those who have read this new Cochrane review is Dr. Richard Sates with Boston Medical Center, and he also has concerns. He says most of the studies in the new review involve AA done along with professional treatment.
What we're finding in this report is mostly that it's similar to other treatments, and then a few selected findings that it might be better than the comparison treatments. And unfortunately, I don't think that tells us so much about the effectiveness of AA.
For those who've been helped by AA, like Jim Derita, who we met at the start of this story, the research bolsters his experience. Derita says without AA, recovery would not have been possible for him.
It's nice to walk into a place and not feel the, you know, geez, I don't know anybody, or you know, I don't belong here, or any of that. You know, I don't struggle with any of those things. I know I'm among people that get me, and they're just like me. So it's kind of a comfort, if you will.
Derita says, as the AA slogan suggests, that he'll keep going back and take it one day at a time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.